Here are all the public figures who've been accused of sexual misconduct after Harvey Weinstein. By Samantha Cooney. Since the New York Times and the New Yorker first published allegations of sexual harassment and rape against Harvey Weinstein by Rose McGowan, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ashley Judd, and dozens of others, the disgraced producer has been fired from his company, and Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance is reportedly seeking an indictment against him. A new report from Ronan Farrow in The New Yorker also details Weinstein's alleged and elaborate efforts to silence journalists and accusers. The former movie executive denies the new accusations and any allegations of non-consensual sex, but said in a statement to The Times that, "I appreciate the way I've behaved with colleagues in the past has caused a lot of pain, and I sincerely apologize for it." The Weinstein scandal has sparked a national conversation about sexual misconduct and prompted others to come forward with accusations ranging from groping to rape against prominent men, including former Gossip Girl actor Ed Westwick, House of Cards star Kevin Spacey, actor Ben Affleck, and former President George H.W. Bush. These are the men who have been accused of sexual misconduct after the Harvey Weinstein allegations. Louis C.K. In a New York Times investigation, two women alleged that the comedian masturbated in front of them, while another said that she could hear him masturbating on the phone. Two others claimed that the Lucky Louis star asked if he could masturbate in front of them. C.K.'s spokesperson did not immediately respond to Times' request for comment on the allegations. The same spokesperson told the Times that the comedian would not answer questions about the allegations. In a 2016 interview in Vulture, C.K. addressed rumors that he had masturbated in front of women by saying, "That's not real. Well, you can't touch stuff like that. There's one more thing I want to say about this, and it's important. If you need your public profile to be all positive, you're sick in the head. I do the work I do, and what happens next I can't look after. So my thing is that I try to speak to the work whenever I can, just to the work and not to my life." Roy Moore. The Washington Post reported that the U.S. Senate candidate allegedly initiated a sexual encounter with Lee Korfman in 1979 when she was 14 and he was a 32-year-old assistant district attorney. Moore allegedly made repeated advances, including kissing on one occasion, and in a subsequent encounter took off her clothes and his clothes and touched her. "I wanted it over with," Korfman told the Post. Three other women also told the Post that Moore initiated relationships with them while they were between the ages of 16 and 18 and he was in his 30s. According to the Post, the three women said that Moore never forced sexual contact and the physical relationships did not go beyond kissing. Moore denied the allegations in a statement sent to the Post. "These allegations are completely false and are a desperate political attack by the National Democrat Party and the Washington Post on this campaign," he said. In a statement sent to Time, Moore's campaign chair called the allegations the very definition of fake news and intentional defamation. Andre Balazs. In a story in the New York Times, actor Amanda Anka alleged that the hotelier reached up her dress while she was climbing a ladder and grabbed her crotch in 2014. Anka, who is married to actor Jason Bateman, was among a group of Horrible Bosses 2 stars whom Balazs took for a tour of his London hotel, the Chiltern, at a celebration for the film. Anka immediately told the group what happened, and Bateman confronted Balazs before the couple left the hotel. Anka and Bateman's publicist released a statement to The Times confirming the details. "On behalf of Jason Bateman and Amanda Anka, we can confirm that the account of Andre Balazs's outrageous and vile behavior on that night in London is factual. His actions were dealt with at the time." In addition to the Chiltern, Balazs, 60, owns Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles, the Mercer in Manhattan, and Sunset Beach in Long Island, New York. He stepped down from the board of the Standard earlier this year. Three more women shared stories of misconduct with the Times. Sarah, a former employee at the Chateau Marmont, told the Times that Balazs invited her to dinner, then took her to a mud wrestling event where he pinned her against a wall, kissed her, and penetrated her with his fingers in 1991. Sarah showed emails to the Times in which she confronted him, and he wrote he didn't remember the events but offered to talk. A second former employee reported that he pinned her against the wall of an elevator and tried to kiss her. A media executive said he reached between her legs from behind and grabbed her crotch at a New York Fashion Week party in 2013. Balazs did not return requests for comment from Time or the New York Times. Steven Seagal. Portia de Rossi alleged on Twitter that the above-the-law actor unzipped his leather pants during an audition. The Good Wife star Juliana Margulies said in an interview on SiriusXM's Just Jenny show on November 3rd that a casting agent sent her to Seagal's hotel room for an audition where she saw his gun. Seagal has faced other allegations dating back to at least 1998. De Rossi tweeted, "My final audition for a Steven Seagal movie took place in his office. He told me how important it was to have chemistry off screen as he sat me down and unzipped his leather pants. I ran out and called my agent. Unfazed, she replied, "Well, I didn't know if he was your type." Seagal has denied claims of sexual harassment in the past, but hasn't commented publicly on De Rossi or Margulies' claims. His manager did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Jeffrey Tambor. Amazon confirmed to Deadline that it is investigating the Transparent star following allegations of sexual harassment. Tambor's former assistant first made the claims in a private Facebook post, according to Deadline. Tambor denied the allegations in a statement to Deadline. "I am aware that a former disgruntled assistant of mine has made a private post implying that I had acted in an improper manner toward her," he said. "I adamantly and vehemently reject and deny any and all implication and allegation that I have ever engaged in any improper behavior toward this person or any other person I've worked with. I am appalled and distressed by this baseless allegation." An agent for Tambor told Time he had no further comment beyond his statement to Deadline. Ed Westwick. In a detailed Facebook post, actor Christina Cohen alleged that the former Gossip Girl star raped her 3 years ago. She alleges that she was brought to Westwick's home by a producer she was dating at the time. She took a nap in the guest bedroom where Westwick allegedly fingered and raped her. "I fought him off as hard as I could, but he grabbed my face in his hands, shaking me, telling me he wanted to fuck. I was paralyzed, terrified," she wrote. Westwick denied the allegation in an Instagram post. "I do not know this woman. I have never forced myself in any manner on any woman. I certainly have never committed rape," he wrote. His manager did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Dustin Hoffman. Author Anna Graham Hunter wrote an essay for The Hollywood Reporter in which she alleges that Hoffman sexually harassed her on the set of the 1985 film Death of a Salesman when she was just 17 years old. Hunter claims that Hoffman groped her and made inappropriate comments to her. In a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, Hoffman said, "I have the utmost respect for women and feel terrible that anything I might have done could have put her in an uncomfortable situation. I am sorry. It is not reflective of who I am." A spokesperson for Hoffman did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Brett Ratner. The Los Angeles Times interviewed six women, including actors Olivia Munn and Natasha Henstridge, who alleged that the producer and director sexually harassed or assaulted them. The allegations include forcing oral sex, masturbating in front of one woman, and graphically discussing sex. In a statement to the Times, Ratner's lawyer, Martin Singer, categorically denied the allegations. "I have represented Mr. Ratner for 2 decades, and no woman has ever made a claim against him for sexual misconduct or sexual harassment," Singer said. "Furthermore, no woman has ever requested or received any financial settlement from my client." Ratner's attorney did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Jeremy Piven. Actor Arian Bellamar alleged on Twitter that Piven groped her on the set of Entourage. CBS, which airs Wisdom of the Crowd starring Piven, said it would investigate the allegations, according to the Associated Press. Piven denied the allegations in a statement sent to Entertainment Weekly. "I unequivocally deny the appalling allegations being peddled about me. It did not happen," Piven said. "It takes a great deal of courage for victims to come forward with their histories, and my hope is that the allegations about me that didn't happen do not detract from stories that should be heard." Michael Oreskes. The Washington Post reported that Oreskes, currently NPR's senior vice president of news and editorial director, kissed women without their consent while he was the Washington bureau chief of the New York Times almost two decades ago. Another woman, according to NPR, said that Oreskes brought up personal details during a career counseling session while she worked with him at NPR. Oreskes resigned from his post on November 1st. In an internal memo obtained by CNN, he wrote, "I am deeply sorry to the people I hurt. My behavior was wrong and inexcusable, and I accept full responsibility." Oreskes did not respond to Time's request for comment. Andy Dick. The Hollywood Reporter reported that the actor was fired from independent film Raising Buchanan after allegations of sexual harassment, including groping people's genitals, making unwanted sexual advances, and unwanted kissing and licking. Dick confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter that he was let go from the film. He denied groping anyone, but he didn't deny the propositioning or kissing allegations. "I might have kissed somebody on the cheek to say goodbye and then licked them. That's my thing," he told the magazine. "It's me being funny. I'm not trying to sexually harass people." Kevin Spacey. Actor Anthony Rapp alleged in an interview with BuzzFeed that Spacey placed him on a bed, climbed on top of him, and made a sexual advance when Rapp was only 14 years old. In a statement posted on Twitter, Spacey said he didn't remember the encounter. "I'm beyond horrified to hear his story," Spacey wrote. "But if I did behave then, as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been a deeply inappropriate drunken behavior, and I'm sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years." Hamilton Fish. Fish, the president and publisher of the New Republic, resigned from his post after the company opened an investigation into complaints related to interactions between Fish and a number of women employees, the New York Times reports. "I appreciate the candor our employees have displayed in coming forward with their concerns, and I take the concerns very seriously," the New Republic's owner, Wynne McCormack, said in a letter to employees, according to the Times. The investigation comes after allegations that former literary editor Leon Wieseltier harassed his colleagues during his time at the magazine. Fish has not commented publicly. In his resignation letter, Fish wrote, "Women have long-standing and profound concerns with respect to their treatment in the workplace. Many men have a lot to learn in this regard. I know I do, and I hope for and encourage their new direction." He did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Stephen Collins. Journalist Mimi Kramer alleged in a blog post that the Seventh Heaven actor fondled her twice at the Drama Desk Awards about 30 years ago. "The first time, I couldn't believe it had happened. The second time, I turned back to look at him, and he smiled and winked at me before going back to smiling and winking at people in the audience," she wrote. In 2014, Collins admitted and apologized for inappropriate sexual conduct with three minors between 1973 to 1994. A manager for Collins did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment about Kramer's allegations. Ken Baker. E! News said it was investigating correspondent Ken Baker, Variety reported, after two women claimed he sexually harassed them. One former employee told The Wrap that Baker asked her to sit on his lap, while a former intern told the publication that he propositioned her for sex and texted her that he wanted to give her a Tiffany dildo with Ken Baker engraved on the shaft. E has a long-standing commitment to providing a safe working environment in which everyone is treated with respect and dignity, E told Variety in a statement. We all take complaints of misconduct very seriously and thoroughly investigate all allegations of harassment. I am very disturbed by these anonymous allegations, which make my heart ache. I take them very seriously, Baker said in a statement to The Wrap. I care deeply for people's feelings and sincerely live in a way that treats people with dignity and respect. Rick Najera. Najera, a writer and producer who headed CBS's Diversity Sketch Comedy Showcase, left his role following an investigation focused on inappropriate comments Najera allegedly made to performers, Variety reported. He allegedly told one woman that he and his wife were in an open relationship and made lewd comments to another. Rachel Bloom, the star of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, confirmed to Variety that she sent an email to warn other women of Najera's behavior and encourage them to come forward. In March 2017, CBS became aware of inappropriate comments made during the production of the Diversity Comedy Showcase, and remedial action was taken at that time, which the company felt was appropriate to the matter. Subsequent information has recently emerged. After looking into these reports and a discussion with Mr. Najera, he has resigned from his role with the Diversity Comedy Showcase, a spokesperson for CBS told Variety. A representative for Najera declined to comment to Variety. Mark Halperin. Halperin apologized after five women told CNN that he had sexually harassed them while he was the political director of ABC News. The women, who all spoke to CNN anonymously, alleged that the journalist, who co-authored Game Change and worked for Time from 2007 to 2014, propositioned employees for sex, touched them with his genitals, and groped one woman's breasts without her consent. Halperin denies grabbing a woman's breasts and pressing his genitals against women, according to CNN. NBC News and MSNBC, which currently employs Halperin, told CNN's Oliver Darcy that Halperin is leaving his role as a contributor until the questions around his past conduct are fully understood. During this period, I did pursue relationships with women I worked with, including some junior to me, Halperin said in a statement to CNN. I now understand from these accounts that my behavior was inappropriate and caused others pain. For that, I am deeply sorry and I apologize. Under the circumstances, I'm going to take a step back from my day-to-day work while I properly deal with this situation. Knight Landesman. Landesman resigned as the publisher of art magazine Art Forum on October 25th after at least nine women accused him of sexual harassment in a lawsuit. According to the New York Times, Landesman asked employees questions about their sex lives and touched them without their consent. The suit also claims that the owners of Art Forum knew about Landesman's alleged behavior but didn't intervene. We will do everything in our ability to bring our workplace in line with our editorial mission, and we will use this opportunity to transform Art Forum into a place of transparency, equity, and with zero tolerance for sexual harassment of any kind, a statement from Art Forum's three publishers said, according to the Times. I fully recognize that I have tested certain boundaries, which I am working hard to correct, Landesman told ArtNet News. I have never willfully or intentionally harmed anyone. However, I am fully engaged in seeking help to ensure that my behavior with both friends and colleagues is above reproach in the future. President George H.W. Bush. Heather actor Lind claimed in an Instagram post, which has since been deleted, that the former president touched me from behind his wheelchair with his wife Barbara Bush by his side and told her a dirty joke while posing for a photograph 4 years ago, according to People. Bush's spokesperson said in a statement to People, President Bush would never, under any circumstance, intentionally cause anyone distress, and he most sincerely apologizes if his attempt at humor offended Ms. Lynn. Leon Weisseltier. Weisseltier, a former editor of The New Republic, apologized on October 24th for offenses against some of my colleagues in the past. A number of women who worked with Weiseltier at the New Republic exchanged emails detailing his alleged sexual harassment, including kissing them without their consent and sharing graphic details about his sex life, according to the New York Times. In the wake of the allegations, Laureen Powell Jobs announced that her company, the Emerson Collective, would no longer publish Weiseltier's new magazine, which was scheduled to debut in late October. "For my offenses against some of my colleagues in the past, I offer a shaken apology and ask for their forgiveness," Weiseltier said in a statement to the Times. "The women with whom I worked are smart and good people. I'm ashamed to know that I made any of them feel demeaned and disrespected. I assure them I will not waste this reckoning." Ethan Kath. Alice Glass, Kath's former bandmate in electronic band Crystal Castles, claimed in a post on her website published on October 24th that Kath sexually assaulted her and subjected her to almost a decade of abuse, manipulation, and psychological control beginning when she was just 15 years old. "Over a period of many months, he gave me drugs and alcohol and had sex with me in an abandoned room at an apartment he managed," she wrote. "It wasn't always consensual, and he remained sober whenever we were together." Glass left the band in 2014 and was replaced by Edith Francis. Kath denied Glass's claims in a statement from his attorney sent to Pitchfork. "I am outraged and hurt by the recent statements made by Alice about me and our prior relationship," he said. "Her story is pure fiction, and I am consulting my lawyers as to my legal options. Fortunately, there are many witnesses who can and will confirm that I was never abusive to Alice." A manager for Crystal Castles did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. R. Kelly. In an interview with Rolling Stone, Kitty Jones alleged that the rapper physically abused her, sexually coerced, and emotionally manipulated her throughout their 2-year relationship. She claimed the Ignition performer made her follow rules that dictated when she could eat and when she could go to the bathroom. Kelly denied the allegations in a statement to Rolling Stone, and his attorney did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment on Jones's allegations. Kelly has faced allegations of emotional abuse and sex with underage women, which he has consistently denied since at least 1996. In 2008, Kelly was acquitted of all charges in a child pornography case after he was accused of making a sex tape with an underage girl. Terry Richardson. On October 23rd, The Telegraph reported that Condé Nast International banned photographer Terry Richardson from working for any of its titles, which include the international editions of Vogue and GQ. A spokesperson for Condé Nast International confirmed the report to Time. "Richardson has faced allegations of sexual harassment from models and others he worked with for years, which he has denied." The U.S. arm of Condé Nast, which publishes U.S. Vogue and Vanity Fair, both of which have published Richardson's work, also has no plans to work with Richardson. In a statement to Time, Condé Nast U.S. said, "Condé Nast has nothing planned with Terry going forward. Sexual harassment of any kind is unacceptable and should not be tolerated." Terry is disappointed to hear about this email, especially because he has previously addressed these old stories, a spokesperson for Richardson told Time in a statement. "He is an artist who has been known for his sexually explicit work, so many of his professional interactions with subjects were sexual and explicit in nature, but all of the subjects of his work participated consensually." James Toback. James Toback, a 72-year-old Hollywood director and writer who has been nominated for an Oscar, was accused of sexually harassing 38 women, according to a Los Angeles Times report. All but 7 of the women the Los Angeles Times interviewed spoke on the record. According to the report, Toback would lure them to places like hotel rooms on the premise of promising an audition for a film, only to try and engage them in sexual encounters and ask them questions about masturbation. John Besh. According to an investigation published by the Times-Picayune, 25 women say they were victims of sexual harassment by male co-workers and bosses while working at one of Besh's restaurants. One former employee alleged in an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint that Besh himself continued to attempt to coerce her to submit to his sexual overtures during their sexual relationship, and that she faced retaliation from other employees when she attempted to end the relationship. In a statement, Besh said the relationship was consensual, but said, "I sincerely apologize to anyone past and present who has worked for me who found my behavior as unacceptable as I do." The general counsel for the Besh Restaurant Group said in a statement that "we believe going forward that everyone at our company will be fully aware of the clear procedures that are now in place to safeguard against anyone feeling that his or her concerns will not be heard and addressed free from retaliation." On Monday, the Advocate reported that Besh stepped down from his company to provide his full focus on his family. Lockhart Steele. On October 19th, The All reported that Steele, the editorial director at Vox Media, had been fired for inappropriate conduct. Locke admitted engaging in conduct that is inconsistent with our core values and is not tolerated at Vox Media, a Vox Media spokesperson said in a statement to Time. Vox Media is committed to fostering a safe and welcoming community and appreciates those who have been willing to speak up and share information during the course of this investigation. Eden Rohatensky, a former Vox Media employee, wrote a Medium post alleging sexual harassment by a VP at a former company that she worked for. She did not explicitly name Vox Media or Steele in her post. The All later reported that Vox Media CEO Jim Bankoff effectively confirmed that the VP in Eden Rohatensky's Medium post was about Steele during a previously scheduled all-hands meeting on Friday. Steele did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. The Vox Media spokesperson said it could not comment beyond the statement. Robert Scoble. Three women said that Scoble, a former Microsoft employee, tech evangelist, and writer, acted inappropriately with them between 2009 and 2014, according to Business Insider. Journalist Quinn Norton claimed in a blog post published on Thursday that Scoble had groped her and that she had witnessed him groping and kissing a woman who was too drunk to consent. Michelle Greer, who worked with Scoble at Rackspace, told BuzzFeed that Scoble had groped her at a 2010 tech conference. Startup ProDay founder Sarah Kunst claimed on Twitter that Scoble verbally harassed her. Scoble denied the allegations in a post published on his website. He did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Chris Savino. Nickelodeon said on October 19 that it had fired Savino, the creator of the network's animated series The Loud House, after a number of women came forward alleging that he had sexually harassed them. According to The Hollywood Reporter, at least a dozen women said that Savino acted inappropriately with them, including making unwanted advances and threatening women who had ended consensual relationships with him. In a statement posted on Facebook on October 24th, Savino said he was deeply sorry. "Although it was never my intention, I now understand that the impact of my actions and communications created an uncomfortable environment," he wrote. "I have nothing but the deepest respect for the bravery of the women who have spoken out, trying to create an environment in which they can thrive and reach their fullest potential." His manager did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. David Blaine. In an interview with The Daily Beast, model Natasha Prince claimed that the magician raped her in London in 2004. Scotland Yard said it is now investigating the allegations. "There have been no arrests at this stage and inquiries continue," the police force said in a statement to The Daily Beast. Blaine's spokesperson denied the claim in a statement to the Daily Beast. "My client vehemently denies that he raped or sexually assaulted any woman ever, and he specifically denies raping a woman in 2004," the statement said. "If, in fact, there is any police investigation, my client will fully cooperate because he has nothing to hide." A spokesperson for Blaine did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Bob Weinstein. Amanda Siegel, a former executive producer on The Mist, a TV series produced by the Weinstein Company, told Variety that Weinstein made a number of unwanted advances on her for a period of 3 months. Siegel said the alleged harassment only stopped after she told Weinstein Company executives that she'd leave the project if Weinstein did not stop his behavior. Spike TV, which aired The Mist, told the Associated Press that it would be investigating Siegel's claims. Weinstein's attorney, Burt Fields, denied the claims in a statement to Time, calling them demonstrably false and misleading. Both parties sent emails to Time showing conversations between the two. In one, Siegel wrote, "I would certainly like to have dinner with you again, but only as a non-romantic friendship." Weinstein responded, "Agreed that romance is something not to pursue, so if you can stand to be around my charming, funny company, I would be glad to be around yours." In another exchange, Weinstein wrote, "If you would like to get together for dinner before the 8th or 9th, then let me know what works for you. If you can't, then hopefully you can make it on that weekend. If you can't do that, then you're fired. Oh, I forget, we're supposed to be friends. Ha! Let me know what works. We have lots of laughter ahead of us. That we know for sure." Siegel's attorney said in a statement to Time, "Amanda Siegel was the victim of sexual harassment by Bob Weinstein. As she eloquently put it, the word no should be enough for any woman. Unfortunately, it was not in her case. Ms. Siegel should be applauded for coming forward with her truthful allegations. The efforts to deny the harassment are shameful." Roy Price. Price, the head of Amazon Studios and a frequent collaborator with the Weinstein Company, resigned after Isa Dick Hackett, a producer on the Amazon series The Man in the High Castle, told The Hollywood Reporter that he had sexually harassed her in 2015. Hassa, who said she made it clear she wasn't interested, alleges that Price propositioned her and told her, "You will love my dick." Hackett said she reported his behavior to executives and spoke to outside investigators, but wasn't notified of any outcome. After her allegations became public, Amazon put Price on leave, and soon afterwards he resigned. Price declined to comment on the allegations to The Hollywood Reporter. Price's attorney did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Oliver Stone. After the director condemned the allegations against Weinstein, model Kerry Stevens told the New York Daily News that Stone grabbed her breast at a party 2 decades ago. Academy Award-winning actor Patricia Arquette also wrote on Twitter that she had a weird encounter with Stone, where he sent her flowers and asked her why she brought her boyfriend to a movie screening he had invited her to. Stone has not publicly commented on Stevens' allegations or Arquette's comments. Stone's manager did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. Ben Affleck. After Affleck condemned Weinstein's alleged behavior in a statement, a social media user noted that everyone forgot Affleck touched then Total Request Live host Hillary Burton's breast during a 2003 interview. "I didn't forget," Burton responded in a series of tweets. "I was a kid," she said. She later shared a video that appears to show the incident in question. Affleck apologized to Burton on Twitter. "I acted inappropriately toward Ms. Burton, and I sincerely apologize." Makeup artist Anne-Marie Tendler later claimed on Twitter that Affleck grabbed my ass at a 2014 Golden Globes party. "I would also love to get an apology," she tweeted. Affleck has not commented on Tendler's allegations. His spokesperson did not immediately respond to Time's request for comment. With reporting by Lucy Feldman.